我今天我要讲耶稣的比喻。
Today I'm going to be talking about the parables of Jesus.
今天是我第一篇这个信息讲到耶稣的比喻。
This is the first message relating to the parables of Jesus.
所以我想我大概有25个比喻要讲。
I think I'm going to talk about 25 parables.
所以可能会用至少半年的时间才可以讲完。
So, perhaps I need at least half a year to finish.
我们曾经有一位大公司的主管。
One time there was a manager for a large company.
那么有一天他被公司开除了。
One day he was fired by the company.
那么原因是因为他在公司里面做了一些不法的行为的事情。
Because he did something unlawful in the company.
他在公司里面被看为是一个非常成功的人。
He was considered a very successful person in the company.
然后享有这个公司给他很好的待遇。
And he enjoyed good benefits from the company.
然后曾经是一位高高在上的人。
And he was a person of high standing.
然后突然间失去了一份很好的工作。
And suddenly he lost his good job.
然后使他陷入在一个困境里面。
So he was in a difficult situation.
每一个月他必须要付房子的贷款还有其他的债务。
Every month he has a mortgage and other debts to pay.
那么但是现在没有收入了。
But he no longer has an income.
从今以后他知道不会有人要聘请他。
And from that time on, he realized that no one will hire him.
因为人已经知道他被公司开除的原因。
Because people know the reason why he was fired from the company.
那么以后很可能要成为一位劳工。
Perhaps, he has to, be a laborer.
这是一件非常丢脸的事情。
And this is a very shameful thing.
那么他在想我应当怎么办?
And he thought, what should I do?
然后突然间他想到一个念头。
Suddenly he had an idea.
然后他对自己说。
And he tells himself,
我想到一个办法。
I have an idea.
然后他就联络那些跟他做生意的人。
So he contacted those who he has business with.
与他们打了一个交易。
And made a contract with them.
然后减低他们欠公司的债务。
And reduce their debt towards the company.
目的就是要跟他们建立一个友好的关系。
For the purpose of establishing good relationship with them.
我们希望他们能够聘请他。
Hoping that they could hire him.
我其实在圣经里面，在路加福音第16章第1节到第13节，也有一个类似的故事。
And in Luke, there's also a similar story.
在这段经文里面记载说
In this passage, it records,
那么耶稣又对门徒说有一个财主的管家别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物
Now he was also saying to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and this manager was reported to him as squandering his possessions.
那么主人叫他来对他说我听见你是怎么样呢把你所经管的交代明白因为你不能再做我的管家。
And he called him and said to him, What is this I hear about you? Give an accounting of your management, for you can no longer be manager.
那管家必心里说主人使我不用我再做管家我将来做什么锄地呢无力。
The manager said to himself, What shall I do since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig.
讨饭呢怕羞。
I am ashamed to beg.
我知道怎么行好叫人在我不做管家之后接我到他们家里去。
I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the management, people will welcome me into their homes.
于是把欠他主人的债一个一个都叫了来，问头一个说，你欠我主人多少？
And he summoned each one of his master's debtors, and he began saying to the first, How much do you owe my master?
他说100蝼蚁，管家说，哪里的账，快坐下写50。
And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50.
又问一个说，你欠多少？他说，100是麦子。管家说，拿你的账写80。
Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80.
主人就夸奖这富裕的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在树上之上脚比光明之子更加聪明。
And his master praised the unrighteous manager because he had acted shrewdly, for the sons of this age are more shrewd in relation to their own kind than the sons of light.
我又告诉你们，要借着那不义之钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你到永存的帐幕里去。
And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by means of the wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings.
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
He who is faithful in a little thing is faithful also in much, and he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much.
我倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢？
Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous wealth, who will entrust the true riches to you?
倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们呢？
And if you have not been faithful in the use of that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own?
我们一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是父这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
我们这个是主耶稣所说的其中的一个比喻。
This is a parable that Jesus said.
我们还有其他不少的比喻记载这个福音书新约圣经的福音书里面。
There are many other parables that were recorded in the New Testament.
那主耶稣的教导大约有三分之一是用比喻。
And Jesus' teachings about one third of them is using parables.
那么可见在他的教导当中，比喻占了一个很重要的一个地位。
So we see that parables take aimportant position in Jesus' teachings.
那我们必须问，为什么主耶稣用这么多比喻来教导众人？
We must ask, why does Jesus use so many parables to teach the multitude?
那么其实在圣经里面，门徒曾经问过主耶稣这个问题。
And the Gospels, the disciples have asked Jesus this question.
在马太福音第十三章这边记载说。
In Matthew 13, it records,
门徒进前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？
And the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables?
那么耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
Jesus answered them, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted.
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，凡没有的，连他的所有的也要夺去。
For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he who have an abundance.
所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.
在他们身上正应了以赛亚的预言说，你们听见，你们听是要听见，却不明白，看是要看见，却不晓得。
In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, you will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive.
因为这百姓，油蒙了心， 耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
For the heart of this people has become dull. With their eyes, scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them.
啊，大概你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。
Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear.
我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和预人，要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。
For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and do not see it, and to hear what you hear and do not hear it.
所以门徒问了耶稣这个问题。
So the disciples asked Jesus this question.
所以耶稣给了门徒这个答案。
And Jesus gave them, his disciples, this answer.
然后主耶稣还说，他使用比喻是来传讲真理给一些人。
And Jesus said that he used parables to teach the truth to some people.
然后同时向一些人隐藏真理。
At the same time, hiding the truth from certain people.
啊，耶稣的听众有些是信徒。
The audience among Jesus, some are believers.
也有不信的人。
And some are unbelievers.
有人接受他，相信了他。
Some received him and believed in him.
也有人拒绝他是那位弥赛亚。
And some have rejected him as Messiah.
那么信他的人能够明白天国的奥秘。
Those who believe in him understand the mysteries of the kingdom.
然后不信的人却永远不能够明白。
But those who does not believe will never understand.
那么什么是比喻呢？
And what is a parable?
在旧约圣经里面，比喻这个名词在希伯来文叫做 Mashal.
In the Old Testament, the word parable in Hebrew is Mashal.
那么在旧约圣经里面，比喻又有这个不同的用意。
And in the Old Testament, the parables is used differently.
然后比如说一个智慧的言语和劝勉，以一个愚昧人的做法来一个做一个比较，是一个比喻。
And so wise words and exhortation, these are types of parables.
然后一个预言性的信息是一个比喻。
And there's prophecies that are parables.
然后同样的一个审判性的一个信息也是一个比喻。
Likewise, messages of judgment sometimes is also parables.
所以在以西结书第二十章谈到先知以赛以西结警告以色列人。
So in Ezekiel chapter 20, it speaks of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel.Warning people, the people.
但是以色列人认为先知以西结在说比喻。
But the people thought Ezekiel was merely saying a parable.
那么所以先知以西结向神申诉。
So Ezekiel cried to God.
他说：“哎，主耶和华，人都指着我，他岂不是说比喻吗？”
Ezekiel says, "Ah,、oh, Lord God, they are saying of me, is he not just speaking parables?"
所以在旧约圣经里面，比喻有不同的用意。
So in the Old Testament, the parables have different uses.
所以比喻的目的就是要传达一个讲者对一个听者的一个信息。
And so parables is a way for the speaker to give a message to the listeners.
所以在新约圣经里面，比喻有不同的形象式说法。
And so, in the New Testament, there's many figures of speech that's used for parables.
某一个比喻可以用这个名义来表达。
And a parable could be expressed through simile.
那比如说在马太福音第十章第十六节。
For instance, in Matthew 10:16.
我差你们去，如同羊进入羊群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇。顺良像鸽子。
Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves.
所以这个如同这两个字显示耶稣所说的是一个比一个名喻。
And so the word as shows that what Jesus said is a simile.
那么除了用这个名义，主耶稣也用这个这个隐喻来表达。
And besides simile, he also uses metaphor.
那比如说在约翰福音第十章第七节。
For instance, in John 10:7.
那么所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
So Jesus said to them again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep.
所以羊的门是一个隐喻。
So door of the sheep is a metaphor.
那么除此之外，主耶稣有时会使用这个相似来传达他所要说的。
And Jesus also used similitude to describe what he wants to say.
那么这种说法是根据一些普通的知识。
And this is using some general knowledge.
举一个例子。
And as an example.
在马太福音第十三章三十三节这么说。
Matthew 13:33 he says.
那么他又对他们讲个比喻说，天国好像面笑，有富人哪来，藏在三斗面里，则等全团都发起来。
He spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three pegs of flour until it was all leavened.
所以这个比喻是一个相似。
So this is a similitude.
那么任何一个会做面包的人，或者知道这个面包的来源的人，都可以从这个比喻学到一些功课。
Anyone who makes bread or knows how the process of bread making could learn a lesson from this.
那么除了用这个形象式的说法，
And besides using this,
那么主耶稣也用这个故事来表达这个比喻的意义。
Jesus also used stories to show the meaning of parables.
这个比喻的方式，表达的方式跟这个相似的方式不一样。
And the story is different from similitude.
因为故事比较特定。
Because stories are more specific.
然后这种比喻是以特定的事件和某一个人所做的来传达从神而来的真理。
And this is using specific incident or something that a person did specifically to express the truth.
我们举一些例子。
Let me give you some example.
路加福音十五章十一节。
And Luke 15:11.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。
And he said, a man had two sons.
然后在路加十六章一节说。
And Luke 16:1 it says,
耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家。
And he was also saying to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager.
然后在路加十八章也这么说。
And Luke 18:2, it says,
说某城里有一个官。
Saying in a certain city there was a judge.
那么这么多种的这个表达的方式。
And all these are different expressions.
那么故事的比喻可以说是最普遍的。
And parables based on stories is the most common one.
不止在福音书里面有这个故事的比喻。
Not only in the Gospels are these parables there.
那么旧约圣经里面也有这个故事的比喻。
The Old Testament also used stories as parable.
所以当大卫王以八十八犯了这个奸淫的罪的时候，
So when King David committed adultery with Bathsheba,
那么神借着拿单使用这个故事的比喻来责备大卫王。
God used Nathan through a story to rebuke David.
那么这种比喻的说法后来成为主耶稣对众人的教导的一个方法。
And the parables became a method where Jesus used to teach the people.
所以当主耶稣说比喻的时候，
So when Jesus speaks of parables,
他期望人能够了解和明白比喻的意义。
So he wants people to understand the meaning of the parables.
然后在主耶稣所说的比喻当中，
And what the parables that Jesus spoke of,
只有两个比喻附有这个解释的。
Only two parables came with explanations.
也就是这个撒种的比喻和这个掰子的比喻。
And it's a parable of sower and also the wheat. Perhaps there's a reason why Jesus gave the explanations to these parables.
目的就是要人晓得怎么去解释这个比喻。
And the purpose is so that people will understand how to approach parables.
要真正的解释这个比喻。
And to truly explain the parables.
我们必须要明白一些原则。
We must understand some principles.
那么第一个原则也是主耶稣所强调的。
And first principle is what Jesus also emphasized.
就是天国或者神的国这个原则。
It's the principle of the kingdom of God.
什么是天国还有神的国呢?
What is the kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God?
我们在旧约时代，神的主权是以不同的方法在不同的时代被执行的。
And in the Old Testament, God's rule was carried out through different ways.
当亚当在这个伊甸园的时候,
when Adam was in the Garden of Eden,
那么神直接的管辖他,
God was directly ruling over.
那么神分配这个权力给亚当,
and God gave authority to Adam.
然后期望他利用这个权力来管辖在地上所被创造的。
Hoping that he will use his authority to rightly rule over all the creation.
那么亚当犯罪之后,
after Adam sinned,
那么神坚决地以人的良心来管辖人。
God used men's conscience to guide them.
那么就如罗马书第二章第十五节说, 神的律法写在人的心里。
Just as in Romans 2, 15, it says that God's law was written in people's hearts.
那么洪水过了之后,
after the flood,
那么神借助这个政府来管辖人,
God used government to rule over people.
那么政府的责任就是要执行神的律法。
And the purpose of government is to carry out God's law.
保持这个社会的治安,
and maintain safety in the community.
以致人能够
so that men may live a peaceable life.
然后因此神分配这个权力给以色列的始祖,
and so God gave authority to the patriarchs of Israel,
还有士师们,
and the judges,
君王, 还有先知,
and kings and prophets,
来执行神的国度,
so that they may carry out God's kingdom.
所以在这个期间里面, 神也应许 以色列人他的国度有一天将会降临。
And throughout all this, God also promised that Israel will have a kingdom that will come.
那么这个国度是由大卫的子孙来掌权的。
And this kingdom will be ruled over by David's descendant.
然后他就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
所以当主耶稣在马太福音第13章第11节提到这个天国奥秘的时候,
so in Matthew chapter 13 verse 11, when Jesus mentioned this mystery of the kingdom of heaven,
他是指这个旧约圣经不曾提过的事情,
he's mentioning things that was not mentioned in the Old Testament.
这个奥秘将会在主耶稣的教导，特别是他所说的比喻被显露出来。
And this mystery or this teaching will be revealed through Jesus' teaching.
所以我们有时候看主耶稣的比喻的时候,
so sometimes we look at Jesus' parables.
大多是以这类的词句开始。
Most of the time it opens up like this.
他说天国好像人撒好种在田里。
The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field.
然后 主耶稣也说,天国好像一粒芥菜种,有人拿去种在田里。
And Jesus also said, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field.
我们可见天国或者神的国,在主耶稣所说的比喻占了一个很重要的一个地位。
So we see that kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God takes an important position in Jesus' teachings.
这个是 解释比喻的第一个原则,
so this is the first principle in interpreting parables.
就是天国或神的国那个原则。
It's the principle of kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God.
那么第二个原则, 如果我们要明白主耶稣所说的比喻,
and the second principle is if we're going to understand the parables that Jesus gave,
我们必须要观察上下文。
We must understand the immediate context.
所以每次耶稣说比喻的时候，
so every time when Jesus gives a parable,
他是回答或者讲解别人所问的问题和所面对的问题。
He is answering or explaining a question that people were asking.
每一个比喻都是用来回答人所问的问题。
Every parable is an answer to people's questions.
或者用来解决人所面对的问题。
Or it's to answer or resolve people's problems.
我举一些例子。
Let me give some examples.
那比如说当门徒问耶稣如何祷告的时候。
When the disciples asked Jesus how to pray.
然后耶稣就一个坚持的朋友来教导他们。
And so Jesus used
坚持的朋友的比喻。
The parable of a persistent friend to teach them.
那么耶稣说财主和拉撒路的比喻的时候。
And when Jesus gave the parable about the rich man Lazarus.
目的就是要责备这个法利赛人。
The purpose is to rebuke the Pharisees.
因为他们贪爱钱财。
Because they loved money.
因此要真正明白比喻的意义。
So in order to truly understand the meaning of parables,
我们一定要看上下文。
We must understand its immediate context.
明白耶稣所强调的问题。
To understand the question that Jesus is answering.
然后明白上下文之后，我们才可以解释这些比喻。
When you understand its context, then you could give an explanation for the parable.
我第三个原则。
The third principle.
如果要真正明白这个比喻的意义。
If you're to truly understand the meaning of the parable.
我们必须详细的考察这个比喻的内容。
We must examine its content.
了解比喻的目的。
And understand its purpose.
那比如说在路加福音第十八章第一节到第八节。所记载的一个比喻。
For example, the parable that was recorded in Luke 18:1-8.
一位坚持寡妇的比喻。
A persistent widow.
这个比喻不是强调那位不义的官。
The purpose of the parable is not to emphasize the unrighteous judge.
而是强调那位坚持的寡妇。
But the emphasis is on the persistent widow.
如果把这个不义的官成为这个解释的重点的话。
But if you take the unrighteous judge as the main point for its interpretation,
那么就会误解比喻的真意。
Then you will misunderstand the true meaning of the parable.
因此当我们解释这些比喻的时候，我们必须把那些次要的东西把它们除掉。
So as we interpret parables, we must remove the secondary things.
第四个原则。
The fourth principle.
如果要明白耶稣所说的比喻，
If you're to understand the parables of Jesus,
我们必须要了解当时文化的背景。
You must understand the cultural background.
我们不能够明白什么是撒种，除非我们了解撒种的过程。
We would not understand the parable of the sower unless we understand the process of sowing.
我们也不能够了解或者明白这个新酒的比喻的意义。
And we cannot understand the parable of the new wine.
那除非我们懂得这个酿酒的过程。
Unless we understand the process of winemaking.
所以当解释这个比喻的意义的时候。
So as we explain and interpret the meaning of parables.
我们不可以把我们的文化添加在耶稣时代的文化背景里面。
We cannot superimpose our culture on Jesus' background.
我们必须要了解当时的历史。
We must understand the history of the time.
地理、文化和风俗习惯。
Geography, the culture, the customs.
因此，圣经百科全书或者圣经时代风俗习惯的书，可以成为我们解释比喻的工具。
So, we could use Bible encyclopedias and things that talk about the culture and customs as a help for us to interpret parables.
所以当我们了解当时的历史、文化、地理和风俗习惯的时候。
So when we understand the geography, the history, the culture, the customs of the time.
我们才能够明白主耶稣说我是这个羊的门。
Then we can understand when Jesus said, I am the door of the sheep.
我是好牧人。
I am a good shepherd.
如果我们了解了 耶稣所说我是羊的门或者好牧人的啊，这个牧人生计的时候。
So if we understand what the sheep door is or the what shepherds do,
我就能明白耶稣所说的。
Then we can understand what Jesus said.
所以当我们解释这个比喻的时候
，So as we interpret parables,
有四个原则。
There's four principles.
那么第一个原则就是天国和神的国或者神的国的这个原则。
First is the principle of the kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God.
那么第二个原则就是了解这个上下文。
Second is understanding its immediate context.
啊，第三个原则就是详细的考察比喻的内容还有它的目的。
Third is understand its the content of the parable and its purpose.
那么第四呢，就是了解这个啊当时文化的背景。
And fourth is understand the culture of the time.
很多人都很喜欢听故事。
Many people enjoy stories.
啊，特别是小孩子们。
Especially children.
我记得我在一年级的时候。
I remember when I was in first grade.
我很喜欢听老师讲故事。
I like to listen to the teacher tell stories.
所以当老师讲故事的时候，同学们包括我在内全神贯注地听着老师。
So as the teacher tells the story, all the students, including myself, would just be focused.
我大家都很喜欢听故事。
Everyone liked to hear stories.
总是听不厌。
And we're never tired of it.
我真的老师讲的故事，有一些故事我今天还记得。
Truly, there's even some stories that my teacher told us I still remember today.
那主耶稣可以说是讲故事的专家。
We could say Jesus as the expert in storytelling.
然后他以这个故事来教导人。
He uses stories to teach men.
我想是有原因的。
I think there's a purpose.
因为你知道每次我讲故事的你们，我看到你们眼睛是睁大的。
Because every time I tell a story, I can see your eyes widen.
因为故事能够提升一个人的注意力还有兴趣。
Because stories raises a person's focus and interest.
那么同时能够帮助这个帮助人记得讲故事的人所讲过的。
And it helps people to remember what was said.
耶稣的比喻可以说世上最有名最有影响力的故事。
Jesus parables, you could call them as the most influential stories of the world.
啊，一些人就算他们不认识耶稣是谁。
There are people who, even though they don't know who Jesus is,、
啊、他们知道或者听过耶稣的比喻。
They know of or have heard of some of the parables of Jesus.
而受到耶稣的比喻的影响。
And have been influenced by these parables.
那比如说这个浪子的比喻，还有这个撒玛利亚人的比喻，影响了不少人。
So, perhaps the story of the prodigal son or of the Samaritan has impacted many people.
所以比喻是主耶稣用来讲解天国的奥秘，还有小义人关于神和他的要求。
And so parables as something that Jesus used to explain the mysteries of the kingdom and also the requirements that God has for people.
那天国的奥秘不容易理解。
And the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven is difficult to understand.
然后因此主耶稣以这个比喻来解开这个天国的奥秘。
Therefore, Jesus uses the parables to open up the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
所以让我们从耶稣的比喻来明白天国的奥秘。
So let us use Jesus' parables to understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
所以盼望你每一个星期都来听我讲耶稣的比喻。
And so I hope that you will continue to come and listen to the messages on Jesus' parables.
让我们以一点点的时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's quiet our hearts before God.
主耶稣以这个比喻来解开这个天国的奥秘。
Jesus used parables to open up the parable, mysteries of the kingdom.
那么真的在比喻里面隐藏着天国的奥秘。
And the parables that contain the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
让我们一起来深入的去明白和了解比喻的意义。
Let's come together and understand the meaning of the parables.
直到我们能够明白这个天国的奥秘。
So we may understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
赐给我们智慧。
Give us wisdom.
打开我们的心眼。
Open up our hearts and
eyes. 让我们从这个比喻当中明白这个天国的奥秘。
So that through the parables we may understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.